All right. We'll go ahead and call this meeting to order.
Can you read that?
No.
Okay.
Dylan, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. It's been called my attention that the date on our agenda is incorrect. So the date for the agenda should be November 14th. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to...
The amended date.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with the amended date.
And I'm second.
All in favor? We're good. And we're going to skip Nutrisol because they're not here just yet. But the Bear River Co-op is here. And he brought backup this time. But apparently we fixed the issues we had before with the fire.
Well,
somewhat.
I think we're in the process of fixing, all right, guys? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do is find out from you folks what we need to do. And we have met with the fire marshal and we've met with the mayor. Talked to them, showed them everything we're doing, and they threw us under the bus several times, beat us up, told us what we're worth and what we're not. But they told us they like us. So what we're doing is looking to see what you folks are going to have us do to get this permit thing going forward, because we're falling behind big time now. So.
Kendra has brought up the plans there
all
on the screen.
All I have is the architectural stuff. Have you submitted anything else to Boxhill County?
Our general has submitted some stuff to the civil engineer, and they're supposed to be stamping that stuff. Does the county have to approve that? I'm a little confused because the county passed the buck back to you guys.
Right.
And I'm under the impression you guys got the final say.
And we do, but we just have, we only can access stuff through the counties. So you submit it through the county and then we look at it.
Okay, so
you attach it to your application if you have it.
Okay.
So far all I have are your architectural drawings, and I don't know if they've been changed at all to show your firewall.
That's what they're working on. He's working on that, and then he's going to get the civil engineer, get his stamp of approval on it, and from that point, we bring it over here, you sign off on it, we go to work.
So do these show where your building's sitting on your lot, any of your setbacks?
I didn't hear you, I'm sorry, Ken.
Does this show any of your setbacks, any of where your, how close you are? You're just doing an addition, right?
Yes.
I shouldn't be asking these, you guys should.
I remember the plans from last time, it's just a lean-to off the side of the building.
We're doing two sides of the building, and the
right.
Center section all connects together with more storage space for the fertilizer.
But you're not.
It's kind of a wraparound type.
You're not very close to your property.
Line. Are you? No. How close are you? I mean, you can say I'm not close, but do you know?
Our line?
Like, yeah, so how far is your setback from your property line so that...
If we came from the east, from the highway, or from the roadway there, Mule Ranch Road, I don't think we're probably 100 feet in. And then from there, it's endless because we own everything from there to the highway, the other highway, 13.
Based on where it is, they meet the setbacks.
Yeah.
I don't have any documentation to show.
Yeah, it doesn't show it here, but
it would only be the north side that we would even rival a property line.
Yeah.
It doesn't change
80 feet from that property line on the north side.
It's regressed from the other building. The existing building is closer to the property line, and that's going to be. On the one side, and I said,
so Ken can tell you what he's looked into.
Sir Fire Chief.
So, where we don't protect with sprinklers, what I've asked is that we do a 2-hour firewall. if they do the 2-hour firewall between the bulk storage, am I saying this right? Bulk storage and their bay, I can count that as two separate buildings, so I can go off separate square footage for firewall. It gives me a 2-hour window to work with. But I've asked them to put their that in there, and they've agreed, and I'm okay with that.
Okay. So, all right. So fire's good, and so the county will be good.
What would you like to see from us? I'm having a rough time tying down our general. He moved on to other projects, and so now him and I are just trying to communicate by phone. And when he was in town, I was out of town.
So I think you guys for sure want to see the firewall shown on the plans, right?
Correct.
I would think if we signed off on them, that's got to be there.
So here is the lean-to to the north, okay? So that isn't, here's Mule Ranch Road, is over in this area. So that isn't, everything to the west is our property anyway. So you've got storage here that we're expanding, but that firewall will be right here. It will be expanded right here. So this is a wraparound right there, and then we have storage in here. So about splits it almost in half, doesn't it? About the 8,400 square feet?
Yeah.
Like half of it's going to be
warehouse.
Half of it, and then half of it's going to be on the fertilizer bulk side. So that just kind of in there, and it'll be fairly hopefully easy that they can reconstruct those plans a little bit, because 80% of that wall is going to be concrete. And so then extending the firewall up, it shouldn't be too bad. So
he's working on that now. The problem is he hasn't been in town, so he's working on that now. So I guess all we hope to gain tonight is if we can get the plans and they meet what we're talking about here, that we can attach them to a permit and get it approved without having to come back in a month again now. So because I can't get these contractors tied down now. They keep moving on us. So either that or we just saw this thing off till spring sometime.
I think that was the only thing that was holding us up last time was the fire issue, right?
And personally, I can't speak for the rest of the planning commission, but I would be okay with approving this project conditional upon the plans showing the 2-hour firewall. And then when that comes in and I can verify that it is on the plans, I could come in and sign it and they can start their stuff. But you guys have to approve it.
I wasn't here last week. Is that the only thing that was
The only thing that's holding this up was there was a concern about the water flow.
And that's been resolved with the firewall workaround. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a problem with both Nutrisol and with the co-op's additions is the fire flow, which they've been working on, and obviously the co-op would like to start. I'm assuming Nutrisol wants to start as soon as they can as well, but that's what the holdup was. Apparently we've worked out the holdup. Fire chief is good with it. Mm-hmm. It's just that getting the engineering done to show it. That's where I stand on it. I would feel okay with that.
I agree with that.
I would agree too. Pending the approved.
Rather than wait.
I approve. We might be the next planning and zoning if our general keeps. not to me as much as he is, so we could be kicking this can down the road.
I'll entertain a motion that we approve it upon those conditions, which will have to be stated in the motion.
I will motion to approve based on the firewall being included in the engineering plans.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. So get those plans to Kendra. She will call me. I will sign the plans, and you can go.
Okay. I tried to get a hold of him.
As long as you're good.
I tried to get a hold of him yesterday, and still no response. So as soon as I get that and push him and get those plans, I'll bring him.
Okay, so as soon as they show up on the county's, as soon as you submit them to the county, they send me a thing that says that it's been submitted.
That was my next question. So we shoot them a copy of it.
Yeah, it's just on
because that they're the ones that come and inspect for all of it. Yeah. They do all of our inspections.
So Ings send that view, you fire it back to her. Mm-hmm. All right. And I'll just get
to once I get that, I'll have Blair come in.
You want to give Brent your email and just shoot it over to you guys also?
It's super easy. It's kendra@carincity.com.
Okay.
One arm, two ends.
I've lived here for a while.
If you could remember.
You would be surprised.
I love it. I love it more than my luggage. That's awesome. So do I have anything on this that I need to sign on these papers? Okay. So you're good.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen. You're out.
My wife thought she was going to get a break for a while from me.
She did, 5 minutes.
Thanks, folks. Appreciate it. All right.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Nutrisol. That's you.
That's me.
You want to build onto your building, too.
Correct.
Do we have those plans?
I'm new to this thing. So here's our civil responses.
I believe those ones were sent last month in time for this.
But these are the new ones, right? That you submitted to the county, the civil responses.
Yeah.
Is that the one that you want to review, or is it the other one?
Is that a question for me?
Yeah, I don't know where you put your changes.
See there in green.
So right here, do you see this?
Yeah, we can't read that.
I can see green.
You can walk over here. I don't know how.
I'll read it to you.
Read it for us, would you, Mayor?
Response: after discussions, the city engineer and fire marshal are okay with not adding the additional water main as long as the building is fire sprinklered and has an FDC, which it does, fire department connection.
Sweet.
I'm Chad Randall.
So we have everything, and again.
And does that satisfy, again, I wasn't here last month, that satisfies?
That satisfies the county and the fire.
I can boost the pressure to the whole system off that FDC. I'm comfortable with that. I still will have my pressure at the hydrant, which is way down the element. So I will be good. I know they're asking for 15, but with the additional sprinkler system where I can boost it, I can cover that.
Sweet. You guys have any further questions for the young man?
No.
I think we seen the plans come through on the emails you sent last month, correct?
Mm-hmm. I didn't send these new changes just because they just barely came in. But
okay.
I don't know if there's more. Is there other green spots down farther?
I think there was a few other notes. That was definitely the most significant. I think all the others were...
Just basic stormwater, right, was an issue that we had to fix. Our engineer noted stormwater retention.
Not to my knowledge, but my civil engineer's notes are all in green. He said the only notable one was that water issue, which we've resolved. So
was the fire?
Correct. Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, retention has been added to the designs.
Yeah, I believe everything was done on the initial build-out, so they were well prepared for this addition.
If you don't have any further questions, I'll entertain a motion that we approve.
I will second the motion to approve.
Somebody needs to motion it. I can't motion it. I'm just entertaining the motion.
I'll motion to approve.
All right. I will second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Got a building permit, sir.
Beautiful, thank you.
So you do need to send that on the civic one for $2,705.
And then Kendra, I believe you'll send me some payment information.
Uh-huh, yep, I have your email, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the Tom Stewart construction one?
Yeah, that's...
$2,705, the address is $2,705.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the total. I was like, what?
No.
Okay, where do I got to sign this one at? This is new stuff.
You can sign it after you buy your food, it's okay.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. I will entertain a motion to approve the previous minutes.
I will motion to approve the previous minutes.
I will second that.
All in favor? Motion carries. Okay, the last little thing we have is our code revisions to the general plan, which Kendra sent out to us all. It is 200 and something pages. And everything that is a change is in red. It's basic verbiage changes. I went through a lot of it. I don't know how much, a lot of it. But it's all just, I mean, it's just basic stuff. Like they got rid of, oh, what's the easy one? What's that one say, Dave? Can you read that one in red?
They took out master plan development and just said land use, subdivision land and use. Land use.
So it's all stuff like that. We can either approve this and send it on to the city council, or if you guys want time to go through and read it all yourself, we can table it until next month.
With what I went through, as much as I could find in there, and it all looked pretty straightforward to me, but if everybody else needs time.
Like I said, I went through.
Yeah, just the verbiage changes. And
yeah, it's all just like they go from they used to call it a minor subdivision, and now I think it's a small subdivision. I mean, it's just word changes like that.
Mm-hmm. That's mostly to meet state code.
So, it's up to you guys if you want
I'm
time.
I'm sending it on to council.
I'm good as well.
We'll entertain a motion. We approve it and send it on to city council.
I will motion to approve that.
I second.
All in favor? Motion carries. We'll approve it and send it on to the city council. We have no reports. I'll entertain a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I will motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are now adjourned.